So up now we have a full-time officer debate for the student activities position. This position emphasises the continued support and development of the extracurricular here at York. Let's head over to Alex, who will be leading this debate, and station manager at URY. Joining us in the debate, Alex will introduce everyone, but here is the candidates' debate.
Candidates Unite 2015.
Student Activities Officer, Candidates Debate.
So this is the debate for Student Activities Officer, and I'm joined by Lucintor Pelikian, Chris Wall, Lena Rivas, and Rafaela Aplopio. So the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to give each of you 30 seconds to sum up your main policy, what you think is your biggest and most individual policy, that is. I don't want to hear the ones that all of you are sharing. I want to hear what you've got unique to you. Lucin.
Cool. My most individual policy is definitely going to be Members Hub and Just for Rag. This is something that encourages individuality within students and within society. So the Members Hub, you log into the UC website, you're able to access all the societies that you're a part of, the college that you're a part of, and view their upcoming events. And with Just for Rag, you're able to do independent fundraising with a Just Giving style webpage, followed up by mentoring sessions on who to contact and how to network within the university.
Okay, brilliant. Chris?
My policy would probably be the launching of a full Give It A Go scheme, like in Sheffield, Leeds, Warwick, other unions. It's really successful. It would mean giving a student, every student, a booklet at the start of each term with every event that's going on that term listed, that's one-off low-commitment opportunities matched with an online counterpart which sort of has updated throughout the week and year and term by societies, by the university, by USU, with what's going on. So when you log on, you see what's happening that day.
Okay. Lena.
I think the thing that makes me the most individual is my plans to try and build a new student media hub on Heslington East. It's something that no one else has mentioned. In the long run, it's going to save money for USU because it means we can pool resources, and it actually preempts an issue which is going to happen pretty soon in terms of lots of the student media societies' homes are going to be knocked down. Another thing why it's so necessary is because we really need to reward the student media societies who have shown their excellence through national media as well.
Okay, I'm going to have to cut you off there.
Yeah, sure.
Raphael?
Okay, hi. So I think the most important policy I have is about rugged volunteering. I really want to support and promote it because I've had the experience. I've worked with both of these aspects, and I really want to improve the whole training process, because I know in USU and the societies, they provide them with a whole training, but in RAG, they don't know what they're doing in general. So improving the training and having experts from its field. Also supporting individual fundraisers, so having them promoting.
Okay, that's it. So a lot, I've looked at all of your manifestos, obviously, and a lot of you do seem to say you want more emphasis on RAG. Obviously, the student activities role is not just society, which a lot of people often think it is. Do you think that the best way to do this would be by treating RAG-like societies, or do you think that RAG should still be treated separately and run as its own thing, or do you think it can learn things from the society themselves? So, Chris?
I think that RAG's going to be a really big thing next year. Last year we went through a societies review. We had a big consultation, one of the biggest consultations users ever done about societies and how they're run. This year we're doing a very similar thing with volunteering, and I think that next year it might be wise to do the similar thing with RAG and look at actually what are students wanting from RAG. Are we offering the right things? And basically just asking students, do they think they want it to become more like societies?
Okay. We'll have to cut you off there.
That's okay.
Raphael.
Okay, because I am in RAG right now, I'm the PR and marketing coordinator. I think RAG should be separate from the whole societies, because it is a separate thing, as in other universities as well, and it needs more support rather than societies. And also, it's something that needs more, like, it's more into fundraising, so it gets to get more people inside it. And generally, yeah.
Okay, Lena.
I think it should still be something that's separate, but that doesn't mean that we can't make it work with societies. I co-created Sex Posé. I know how to get different groups of people to work together to make one thing, and I think that's definitely something I want to do. Get RAG and get volunteering, get societies to all learn off of each other, because it is all in one category for a reason. They're separate, but they can definitely work
okay.
together.
Loosen.
RAG is something that requires the larger community. It requires the York community. It's something that we can all pull together on, something that volunteering can contribute to. And I believe because of college involvement as well, RAG should definitely be separate. It doesn't mean that societies can't engage in it. It just means that proper network consultation needs to be had with college reps as well. And they've often found a lot of problems within you know, the RAG events that happen in USU and that feeding back to colleges.
Okay, so obviously everyone at the university is a member of a college, and a lot of the time there seems to be a big disconnect between colleges and societies and activities as a whole, despite the fact that, you know, college JCLs have, you know, RAG reps on them a lot of the time, volunteering reps. Would you like to see a societies rep put onto JCRs, or do you not think it's your role to interfere in the JCRs and the CSAs? We'll start with Rafaela.
Okay, I don't think a societies rep would help us much inside of the JCR, because it's, for example, a RAG rep, it's something individual for RAG, and there are so many societies and they're all so different to each other, so he wouldn't be, or she wouldn't be able to represent all students and all the different interests of all the societies.
Okay, Leeson.
Adding a societies rep would just create another middleman. And having been on a college JCRC, on the HCSA, and having been ENTS officer and president, it's really, really difficult when you've got too many people to liaise with. So I think improving the Give It A Go scheme, just like Sheffield, just like Warwick, just like Lancaster, they've all got the GIAG scheme, which really enables societies to give taster sessions and provides that, you know, the GIAG scheme provides extra support for societies.
Okay, well, I'm going to take you up on that now and sort of like throw this open to all of you. Do you not feel that expanding Give It A Go, and which seems to be something that most people seem to be in favour of, will actually have a negative effect on the societies themselves? If you're offering lots of sort of like low commitment opportunities to students, where is the incentive there for them to join the societies to pay their membership? Because obviously this is what we're trying to do as society. Speaking as a society chair, one of our biggest aims is to drive membership. Do you think that that would have the opposite effect?
I don't think so at all. I didn't get involved in societies till I was in my second year, and I really regret that. And I think part of it was because I always thought, when I looked at societies, that if you went to one thing, you had to go to everything. And it's definitely a big part of getting society membership, that if people come to one event and they like it, they might well come to more. I don't think that going to an event you really like is going to make you think, well, that's done, I'll go do something else. Mm. And even if it does, it increases your presence on campus. It means that people see that your society is doing something interesting, and they tell their friends about it as well. I think it's only a good thing.
I'd just like to add as well, like, I think that one of the things that we constantly get feedback on is that students are saying that after Freshers' Fair, they feel like it's too late to get involved in societies. So I feel like if societies are offering sort of one-off taster sessions, or like a, you know, UOI might offer a come and try radio for a day, like sort of somewhere in the middle of second term, that people who have missed out or feel like they've missed out can now get involved, and they haven't missed out. You can always get involved in societies at York. But I think that that's one of the main things that this would drive, is that ability to be able to get involved in activities throughout the year.
I think Give It A Go is not something that would prove a big commitment for the societies themselves, because it would be one of event, as Chris said, or some like two or three events, but it would drive membership on. And I've seen many societies, for example, I've seen the Harry Potter Society that have done a Give It A Go event, and then loads of people signed up to it because they were really interested. And because many people think that, oh, I have to pay the membership in order to be part, so I don't want to, so they never try it. And if they try it, they're going to see how good it is.
I agree with everybody else. Give It A Go is something where it removes that cliqueiness from societies, because when you join as a member for the first time, you're like, oh my God, everybody knows each other. They're all second years, they're all third years, they have all these in-jokes. And actually, Give It A Go allows you to say, right, we're all on the same level here. You can learn something new, you can try something that you've never done before, or you can try something that you're really interested in, really passionate about. And I think if we look at other union models, we can get the Give It A Go scheme to actually be something that works, not just in Freshers' Week where you're hungover and you don't really want to attend in the morning.
I'm really glad everyone likes my policy. Just want to put that out there.
choosing the societies for giving it a go. And I know that
now we're going to move on to the next question, which none of you are going to like. I'm just going to put that out there. So a lot of people have said that the student media here is underfunded. Lena, you want to make a media hub. Where is this money going to come from? We are already at a push. So a lot of other student media societies across the country at other unions have paid roles in them, whether they're a media sabbatical officer, a media full-time worker for the union or a paid station manager in the example of radios. What support can you give to those media societies that are at York still doing amazingly but really overworked, really? I mean, these are students. What can you personally give to those people? So we'll start with Raffaella.
Okay, first of all, I definitely think that we should not cut the media funding, because I've been involved in loads of newspapers and I am right now in URY as well. And I think that's why it has been awarded, because we give loads of money to it. USU is really treating media as exceptional. And I think the support that we could give is maybe having more people for each role and trying to organize all the roles. I don't think that a paid role would help as much, because every student sees it as something voluntary and not something so professional in the beginning. They want to continue.
But would you not argue that these are actually professional roles? We have students here dealing with quite serious stuff, like Ofcom regulations, broadcasting laws, printing legality. Is that not something that should be paid? Is that not something that should be in the hands of the union?
I don't think, if it is something so important, it should be in the hands of someone else. But I'm not sure, right. Like, right now we cannot give the proper funding to media. So giving the funding for an extra paid role, I don't think USU could do that.
Okay, Lucy?
I believe that the answer from USU's perspective would be no, simply because they're not going to give that funding. One of my points is weekly reward schemes. Just like you said, societies and specifically committee members are overworked. You're essentially doing a full-time job alongside your degree. And by having a weekly reward scheme in place, it will acknowledge the commitments that societies make. It will acknowledge the commitments across all members of societies.
What would those rewards be?
So when I first had this idea, I thought, oh, maybe it's like perks of the job and kind of getting those drinks discounts in town, getting deals on different leisure activities. Yeah. But actually, upon asking students what they thought of that, somebody said to me that the best thing was when someone came up to them and said, you've done a really good job, and that is something that I really, really liked seeing, and I'd like to see it again. That was something that I experienced during Freshers Week, and it was absolutely fantastic when people kept on coming up to me saying, Freshers Week is amazing. So with a weekly reward scheme.
That's great, but just giving someone a pat on the back isn't as good as giving them a sandwich
exactly.
when they're working for 12 hours. Chris, what do you think? Sorry, to cut you off there.
I think that it's one of those things which we need to look at, how we're supporting the student media, because undoubtedly it's evidenced time and time again, year and year, that they are fantastic. This night is amazing, the way it's been organised. And I think that, ideally we would like to support student media with some sort of staff member to deal with the sort of legal compliance, admin stuff that puts students, like, and gets in the way of their degrees, which is another major reason why they're here. I think ideally we would like to do that. I think that it's something we need to explore. I think there's other areas of USU that need massively improving before we potentially get to that. But, you know, it's something that I'm exploring now. You know, we're exploring the position now and if that could be possible.
Okay, Lena?
I don't think that there's anything wrong with the idea of having a staff member. I think it could definitely work, but it's not necessarily something that's going to happen straight away. And I think with the support with media, it is that case. You mentioned the media hub that I wanted to build. Mm. I think that is a fantastic way to support it. It's something that the university could definitely get behind. I know that with the developments for your space, it was like 1.4 mil, but just over half of that was actually put in by the university, and it owns the buildings and leases it to them. I think something similar can be done on Hez East.
So if I wanted to make a media hub, which is something that has actually been going around the media societies for the next year, and it costs £10 million. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference between £700,000 from the university and £5 million, and then the UC finding another £5 million, which is actually greater than its yearly income. What would you do then if they still said, okay, we're getting rid of these student media places, but we're not going to give them a hub? What would your response be?
I don't think that's acceptable, and I don't think that the student body would actually allow that either, because so many of the students here rely on student media to hear what's going on campus, and I think something would have to happen to Great. Help support them.
Raffaella?
Yeah, I think it would be unacceptable as well, because student media hub would be something important, but at the same time we have to think about the whole funding process.
Okay, Lucen?
I think that all societies feel as though they contribute a lot and do the same level of work. I think putting paid members in and a media hub is something that shouldn't be thought about yet. I think weekly reward scheme is something that needs to be acknowledged first.
And Chris?
It's something I'm currently in discussions with the university about, seeing what can be done about it, but I also think that it should incorporate a flat floor space, because I think that's something that students are crying out for a lot as well.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for coming in and taking part.
Thanks, Alex.
I'll pass over to Kat.
Those were your candidates for Student Activities Officer. It's coming up to 9 o'clock. How about we hear some news from Pete Rogers, who's currently in Studio 2.
Live from the URI newsroom, it's 9 o'clock. An internationally renowned music teacher has been jailed for 11 years for sex attacks on two schoolgirls and a young woman in the 1970s and 1980s. Philip Pickett from Oxfordshire, who is 64, attacked the girls and women in soundproof practice rooms. He carried out the assaults while he was a teacher at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama in London. Labour's former business secretary, Peter Mandelson, has said the party should wait until after the general election before making a commitment to a new tuition fees policy. The party is believed to be considering a pledge to cut fees from £9,000 to £6,000 in England if it wins power. Lord Mandelson said the door should be left slightly ajar until after May the 7th. A convicted mafia boss who lived in London for more than 20 years must be extradited to Italy, a judge has ruled. Domenico Rancadori.